Well, I was actually going for a walk, and first instinct, I actually thought they were sharks caught in the rock pools, because all I could see was the wings on the stingrays. So I raced over, a bit excited, and got over there, and there was like 80 stingrays caught in the rock pools. It's obviously happened from a high tide.
And what did you think?
I didn't know what to think. I was by myself. My boyfriend and his friend were actually fishing, and I've kind of just stood there for a minute and taken it in and just walked back in shock and told them. They've come running back and, yeah, they've just jumped straight in the water, being boys. Crazy.
The photos are absolutely gorgeous. And how did you take them? Did you have a good camera with you?
No, it's just off my phone.
It's amazing what you can do, because you've really captured the scale of them. There are so many of them overlapping, and the, you know, beautiful colours and everything. What did your boyfriend and his friend make of it? Have they ever seen anything like this?
No, well, his friend's actually been fishing for years and never, ever seen anything like that. He was just gobsmacked, really. So they, as I said, they just jumped straight in, just taking the opportunity, and there was actually other people standing at the time and were just like, you idiots.
And you've had a lot of people contact you because they've seen the photos. What's been the reaction?
They're just really shocked, like they've never seen anything like it. It's really not normal to see that many stingrays all in one spot, I guess. So it's just, yeah, it's just amazing.
And were they going to be able to get out from the rock pool? Was it low tide when you found them?
Yes, it was low tide. I'm not sure how they're going to actually get out, to be quite honest, unless they get a really big king tide. So it'd be interesting to see what actually happens there.
Well, Stacey, the photos are amazing, and thank you so much for sharing them with us all. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
Stacey Harvey from Yamba there. Well, Lawrence Arell from the National Parks and Wildlife Service is with me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Kay.
What did you think of the photos?
Look, they're fantastic. As you mentioned, they were a wonderful capture by Stacey. And I think as she mentioned, she was just out walking along the headline, going for a walk, and came across one of the great, fantastic things that nature can do for us and give us these sort of wonderful spectacles like she's just experienced.
Do stingrays commonly swim in schools as large as this?
Oh, yeah, look from those photographs, they look like they're a species called cow-nosed rays. So there's a group of... And look, Stacey's right again. The first, they're sort of... they're grouped along with sharks. The sharks and rays are in the same family. But these are just stingrays and rays and eagle rays are just flattened versions of sharks that we might be more familiar with. But, yeah, so these are cow-nosed rays. And, look, they can be found in really, really, really large schools like those pictures show, where they're really tightly grouped together. And that's part of their process, obviously, for defence, as there's always safety in numbers. But it's also the way that they feed. They tend to move along. They feed on mostly shellfish, all those sorts of things. But by moving along in a large group, they individually, they're probably, I don't know, about maybe 15 kilograms at best. But in a large group, they collectively make up this very large mass that can often stir up the sand, the sediments on the seabed where they'll feed, and they'll find, you know, all of the shellfish that they primarily feed on. So, and that's very likely what they were doing along that rock shelf, is just looking for shellfish as part of their normal daily operation. But yeah, look, it's unusual. I haven't seen that so close at all to the shoreline like that.
Do they look like they're about 60 to 80 centimetres from wingtip to wingtip. Is that a typical size for an adult stingray?
Yeah, for that version, yeah, they might even get a little bit bigger. That's right. They look roughly, I mean, to me, they look like what we would call the cow-nose ray, which is a... They're of the rays. One of the mechanisms that they use to feed is they use suction. So they'll go along. They've got these little lobes of fleshy lobes underneath their head, and they'll go along and they'll use those to suck either the oyster or the you know, the pippy or, you know, the shellfish just out off the rocks or off the sand, and they've got incredibly strong. They don't have teeth like a shark. Their teeth are what are called grinding plates, and they're remarkably efficient at being able to just grind up a pippy or a an oyster once they've got them. So they that seems to be just you know, that just seems how they're what they're doing there. And yeah, look, I'd expect that with the next high tide, they would have moved on.
Stacey did mention too that, and you can see in the photos that her boyfriend and his friend were in the water amongst them, and they didn't seem to be shy. They didn't seem to be swimming away. They stayed for quite some time. What's their nature, and are they aggressive in any way?
Well, look, not normally, because yes, they certainly have safety in numbers, and whatever they're not individually being threatened, they'll normally just, you know, recognise two or three, you know, some legs in the water as just being an obstacle. But, yeah, look, they do have a barb, or a spine, as it's called, and that does have a venom. It's sort of a weak venom. And, yeah, so, look, if they were, maybe if you stepped on one or you sort of tried to grab them, they might use that that spine to give you a sting. But it's you know, they're not considered deadly. And yes, look, they're just generally, if you don't really disturb them or harass them, that's what they'll do, is they'll just effectively recognise that you're just an obstacle and move around you. And as long as you're not sort of interfering with them, they're, you know, they're not too perturbed by that sort of behaviour.
And what's this, you mentioned the venom and the sting. How does it equate? Is it like a blue bottle? Is it something worse than that?
No. Look, I don't think it's that. But I think it's often referred to as similar to a bee sting. So, you know, if you don't like pain, yep, stay out of the water. Well, look, look, it's one of the fantastic things about Woody Head. Woody Head has this extraordinarily rock platform that, you know, is a really large, it's got a sort of a lovely, fantastic ocean-facing component to it, as well as on the lee side looking back over into the bay, where just any walk around Woody Head itself, the rock platform, is likely to give you sort of these sorts of experiences. So just getting out and enjoying it, but not you're not interfering with what you come across, but just experiencing it as part of the fantastic part of the North Coast and the wonderful nature that Australia has, because of our sharks and rays, of which these Kaunas rays are a group of. We've probably got the most number of sharks and rays in the world are found in Australian waters. So we're really, really, really lucky.
Lawrence, great to speak to you. Thank you.
You're welcome.